I'm talking to Sai Khan from the United States, who is visiting Europe and the Netherlands here for the European World of Bluegrass Festival. And now we are at a little pretty place here in Aalsmeer for a nice show with Christy Cox and Sai Khan and the Looping Brothers. And we are having a great time. How did you like the show here this afternoon?
You know, first, I loved what Christy Cox and Lachlan Davidson and their other musicians. That was a great show. I liked the sense of humor. They're all wonderful musicians. I liked that they mixed sort of country pop songs with traditional songs like Nine Pine Hammer with instrumentals. I thought they did a great show. And then, you know, for me, it's great to play with the Looping Brothers. I usually work solo. It's a little lonely, you know. And they're just such fine players. They know how to support a song, right? That there are times during the song when we feature their instrumental ability, and there are times when the words are what are most important, and they know how to get out of the way of the words. And I think their harmony singing is just terrific. You know, plus, it's always exciting to have a new CD. And we have this new CD. It's called Aragon Mill, the Bluegrass Sessions. It just came out on a Dutch label, Strictly Country Records, which is certainly, as far as I know, the leading label in the Netherlands for bluegrass and folk and traditional music. I am very, very proud that I have 5 CDs out on Strictly Country, and I'm about to have a 6th CD, one called Bristol Bay, that'll be out in about 6 weeks. So it's just, you know, this is great to be here with friends like Peter Kronfeld and my German buddies and the Looping Brothers. It's different from my life every day, but it's wonderful.
Okay. For how long have you been playing with the Looping Brothers now?
You know, we can't remember. We remember the first concert we did in Fenne. It's near Osnabrück, and they have a festival every year, but we played there before the festival. Actually, it was with Matthias Macher's other band, Anurin, which is his Celtic band. So, you know, honestly, maybe 5 or 6 years, but it feels like much longer because I've known them as friends and as musicians for much longer than that.
Okay.
But I think we're getting pretty good together.
You are, absolutely. What I noticed while you were doing your portion of the show is that it really shows that you are a songwriter.
Oh, thank you.
And what I mean is, often when you watch a show, it is the one song after the other.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not doing a show doing the songs. You are telling a story
from the
start to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows being the songwriter. And many things you talk about are your work for the union,
mm-hmm,
and your work for environmental issues.
Absolutely.
And doing the show today, you are wearing a shirt with a message.
Ah.
And please tell us about...
Could you hold the microphone up so that your people who are listening can see it?
I made great pictures of it, so I'll put that on the site.
Thank you for it. It says, Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay. So Bristol Bay is in the United States. It's in our most northern state, Alaska, which is really, you know, it's not attached to the rest of us. It's kind of like some of your islands, you know?
Yeah.
Except it's, and Bristol Bay is an inland ocean, and it's sort of the last remaining major wild fishery in North America. It's most of the wild salmon that are still wild come out of Bristol Bay. And there's a mining company, a copper and gold mining company, wants to build the world's largest open pit mine right in the headwaters of the rivers that drain into the bay. It'll wipe out the salmon, it'll wipe out Alaska native villages that have been there for 50,000 years. So, and I was invited there to write songs about it. And that'll be the new Strictly Country album. It's called Bristol Bay. But while I was there, I got the idea of, you know, musicians are kind of amazing people. People actually listen to us. They pay attention to us. You know, our kids may not do it, but, you know, our fans do, our audiences do. And even you know, people like me who don't play that much, you play to small audiences, but we end up playing to a lot of people, and they will listen to what we have to say. They won't necessarily agree with us, But if I say, this is important to me and I'd like you to think about it, they will think about it. They may say, no, this isn't for me. So I thought, what if I could get 1,000 musicians to do something small to let people know about what's happening in Bristol Bay? And that's what Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay is. We started signing up musicians the first of this year. We've already got 278 people signed up. The Looping Brothers have signed up today. And as the Looping Brothers individuals, a couple of DJs signed up.
But
the
I have signed up today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you
That's
are
great.
So welcome.
That is so great. And you know, I'll give you the new CD, the pre-release copy of the new CD. That's actually a signed and numbered pre-release edition.
A collector's item, then.
Oh, you better believe it. There's only 400 in the world, and we stopped at 400. It's an honest count. And I signed every single one of them myself. So, yeah, so, you know, hopefully you'll like it. And maybe even a year from now, you say, I want to play a song from this new album by Psycon that's called Bristol Bay. And you know, if the story is in the song, if you're interested in hearing more, go to www.musiciansunited.info, I-N-F-O. And we you know, the great Pete Seeger. And Pete, he was probably the most respected American folk musician. He's 93 years old. And we've got a video from him. We've got a video that was on our public television, hour long, that gives the whole story and both sides of the story. And so, my dream is that there'll be 1,000 musicians, and every time they do a concert, they do no more than 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes of talking and a song they wrote. And I hope that this makes a difference.
Okay, well, the people listening at home to this show, I know there's a lot of musicians among them.
Ah,
so
very good.
Repeat that website again,
okay,
that they can go to.
It's, you know, it starts with www. They all start with www.
They do?
And then you just put musiciansunited.info, I-N-F-O, for information.
Okay.
You know, or if you Google, you know, or whatever your search engine is, you put Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay, we come up first.
Okay.
You know what, I want people to, I just talked to a musician who's going to write us an instrumental. You know, other people are sending in poems. We'll put them all up on the website.
Okay.
You know, people can listen to them. If somebody thinks, wow, I don't write songs, but I'd love to sing one, you got 25 songs up there to choose from.
They can do that.
Yeah.
And they can sign on to be a member online too?
Absolutely.
Okay,
there's
that's
no,
great.
There's no charge to be a member. And, you know, the only thing we ask is that, you know, that figure out something small you can do. I mean, you're doing something great, right? You're probably the fastest person to do something great after signing up. Right, you signed up, what, how long ago?
In the break, so that's, let's okay. say, an hour ago.
Okay, an so
hour
an hour ago, and you're already helping us get the word out.
Absolutely.
You know, which is fabulous.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's a great topic. You were just telling on stage that you have been touring on this part of the world. You're going back to the United States now?
I go back home tomorrow.
Back home tomorrow.
Back
okay.
I Uli Seeker, one of the Loopings, is driving me. I'll stay with him in Hanover, take the train straight into the Frankfurt airport, get on a nonstop flight home.
Okay.
Yeah,
Charlotte?
To Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Yeah, we have nonstops on Lufthansa and nonstops on U.S. Airways. It's
yes.
nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Many planes going. From and to Europe and the United States. Okay, well, what is on next this year? You're talking about
shows
in the United States.
The next big things are two tours of Alaska. I'm working with a former Alaska state senator whose name is Suzanne Little, who's a great singer and bluegrass picker. So we're performing together. It's also very good if we're doing a concert, we're on the stage at a festival, because she was a former state senator, people know her. And that also gives us credibility. She's you know, works on this issue. So I'll be there to us. And then the Looping Brothers and I will be touring the United States, the southern United States. We're going to do some festivals. We're going to do a lot of concerts. We're going to play in the city of Aragon. We're going to play on some of the islands. Our wonderful bass player, Rolf Strottmann, has just a wonderful 4.5-year-old daughter. And she loves pirates, piraten. And we're going to go to a concert on a real pirate island.
Okay.
And it will be up in the mountains, and we'll be on television, we'll be on radio, we're going to the International Bluegrass Music Association, the IBMA. We'll do showcases. We're gonna, and I'm very, Rolf has never been to my country. I want to, you know, they've showed me their country. Show them mine.
You show them around your country. Yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be very exciting.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll put the word out that you're going to tour the United States. All our listeners over there in the United States, and they will absolutely check you out. And
that's great.
I can only say that the folks listening at home, just do that, because I've just experienced a great show. Like I was telling
you,
it's more storytelling with songs than just a regular concert.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worthwhile going. And I really, really want to tell people, just go out and see Cy Khan and the Looping Brothers whenever they're in a place near you.
Ah, thank you.
So,
well,
thank you so much.
Thanks for doing your show.
No problem.
And I
You're
hope
very
I see
much
you
welcome.
Soon.
Okay, well,
all right.
You'll be back again here.
Very good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
And have safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you.